In the book of Bereshit, you call the book Genesis. That's not the name of their book. The real name of their book is Bereshit. In chapter 6, verse 3, it simply states, the days of them shall be 120 years. That's right, you all, 120 years. We are promised 120 years, although the majority of the people on earth don't get to see 120 years. In 2013, I saw a newspaper clipping in San Bernardino newspaper, the Sun newspaper, and it talked about this gentleman who was the oldest living man at that time in 2013. I believe he was over in Bolivia, and his age was 123 years old. That was in 2013. Here it is, 2020, about 7 years later. Prayerfully, that man is still living. So that takes me right back to the scriptures in Bereshit chapter 6, verse 3, where it says, the days of them shall be 120 years. That man up until that point was 123 years old. I always have prayed and still pray. I say, Father Yahweh, yeah, thank you that I will live past 120 years old, healthy, strengthened, and strong. You listen to the KUUT Health page. In the book of Ezekiel, you call it Ezekiel, that's not the name of that book. In chapter 47, verse 12, it says their fruit was served for food and their leaves for healing. We're giving you scriptures on to show you how to obtain your health. That's right, the fruit will serve as their food and their leaves for their healing. I myself, we here at KUUT, are vegans. And the fruit and the vegetables serve as our food. And if you look at us, you can never tell we were vegans. And the leaves we use for our healing. We don't cook the leaves. We don't bake the leaves. We don't boil the leaves. We eat the leaves. For example, in my meals alone, I put raw spinach. Cut it up or eat it whole. My greens, whole. All of my vegetables, uncooked. That's how they did it when Ha'adam and Ka'ua was in the garden, or when the children were roaming through the wilderness with Moshe as they were led out of Mesoramah over into Yisrael. And Mesoramah is what you call Egypt, and that's not the name of their country. But they were feeding on the fruit of the grounds and of the trees. In the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 21, you call that Roman. That's not the name of the book. It's a little meme. And it tells us simply, it is not good to eat meat. Now, as I go on in this broadcast on Health Page, right here on KUUT, you'll understand why Father Yahuwah says it is not good to eat meat. Understand, this is our health corner. We want to share with you what you need to know, how to live, and how to see that 120 years, which we are promised. We want to tell you why it's not good to eat meat and what it will do to your body, despite of what the doctors tell you, your mama, your grandmama, and anybody else tell you. Number one, we're supposed to eat herbs, leaves, not something from a bottle called herbs. The leaves do heal your body. You heard me give you the scripture. Number two, animal flesh, feet, tongue, ears, breast, skin, liver, backs. Understand, I may, and I just said, people, milk, eggs, cheese, yogurt, butter will kill you. It will break down your immune system, deteriorate your hair follicles, make you go bald, attacks your kidneys, your heart, your eye, gives you diabetes, gives you cancer, causes you to lose limbs, deteriorates your bones, causes you to get multiple sclerosis, dementia, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, Down syndrome, just to name some. Number three, sugar causes diabetes. It destroys your bones, gives you cancer. Let's stop there for a minute. Processed sugar, not the sugar from a cane. Anything grown from the ground or from the trees was given to us by Father Yahweh to sustain us, to heal our bodies, to fill us, to nurture us. So honey from the bees, it's good for us. It's even in the scriptures. But sugar, processed sugar, even brown sugar, yes, brown sugar, it is bad. It'll give you diabetes. It'll break and destroy, mutilate your bones, and it will cause you to get cancer. Do know, Shalei Amen, I just said, my people, the meat we eat is the muscle inside of the body of an animal. And when we consume that muscle, it's dead. And as it sits in our bodies, it becomes parasites, rotten flesh. It's decay, which begins to eat away at your insides. See, when you put something dead inside something that is alive, it begins to attack every living organ in your body, despite how it tastes. And we know it tastes good. And it's done in a slow process, meaning it can take years before it kills you, or it may kill you right away. But along the way, you will begin to experience, you'll feel the breakdown of your body. And you heard me mention some of the things earlier. You go bald, lose your eyesight, lose your hearing, get all types of diseases, and it's because we're eating, consuming animal flesh. Understand, everything you drink attacks the inside of your body because it has things added to it, even if it says healthy. Newsflash, it's not. Here's why it's not. If you have to put it in the refrigerator, and if there's things added to the list to keep it fresh, it's not healthy. It's not 100% pure of being an orange or an apple or a carrot if it has things added to it. Drink water from the faucet, people. You did it when you was a child. Drink carrot juice, almond milk or soy milk or orange juice. The carrot juice tastes better than Kool-Aid. Almond milk comes from almonds. Soy milk comes from soy. And orange juice is 100%. With the pulp, it's good. It's all natural, 100%. We also want you to understand, children are born with a disease because of you, the parents, your diet, or the drugs, or the drinking, or the smoking you did or have done. It do not run in the family. It is not in the DNA. It's not hereditary. They lied to you, and you're accepting lies. Stop being a simple-minded person accepting something because they said it, and you said, okay. Nothing is in the DNA. And the reason why they use that, because everybody else died of what they see is in the DNA, is in the family, because they did and ate the same thing and drank the same thing you did. Now, the only reason other families died from it because they ate the same things as I just said, or if they were in remission, and in so many years the disease came back and they died from it, is because they continued or they went back to consume animal products and eat processed sugar. We're talking about on KUUT Health Corner today, how to live 120 years and maybe plus. But we are promised, according to the scriptures, 120 years. Every word of Father Yehoah Eyeh is pure. You can find that in the book of Meshlei. You call that Proverbs, and Proverbs is not the name of that book. Even if one or both the parents, understand this here, even if one or both of the parents never get sick, it's in their blood. And the child will get it and suffer. Meaning, if your child is born with cancer, leukemia, Down syndrome, or whatever disease, and it skipped the parent, well, it's because you consume the animal product, which is in the blood of the mother and the father, and as the mother carried that child, she carried all those disease, parasites, dead flesh, that didn't touch her, but attacked her child. If the child is born with one eye, one ear, no ear, one arm, no legs, no arms, crippled, paralyzed, blind, well, because of the food you ate, the stuff you consumed, here's a new way to eat. understand, we eat this way, we're getting ready to share this with you. This is KUUT Health Corner. Now, we want you to understand, we know for a fact that if you eat the correct way, it will preserve your entire body. If you implement it into your life at this point in stage, diabetes can be healed. All you do is change your eating habit to becoming a 100% vegan. Remember the scripture says in the book of Ezekiel, you heard me say it earlier, you call it Ezekiel, that's not the name of that book. The fruit was for the food and the leaves were for the healing. That still applies to us to this day. Listen to this very closely. For you meat eaters who got to have the animal flesh, here's what we want you to do. Purchase a pack of vegan plant-based meat. It tastes just like a real hamburger or a Polish or a hot dog or the chicken pieces or beef pieces. Exactly like, but here's the blessing. It's all plant-based. Mushrooms, tomatoes, potatoes, all types of vegetables put together, and it tastes just like all that which I just said. Please know, we get our protein not from meat, people. You can't get protein from something that is dead, that's a muscle, that has blood in it, that has parasites. So they lied to you. You don't get protein from meat, but you get it from the vegetables, green leafy vegetables. Do understand that dead flesh, the skin, muscles can and do not give anyone protein. So people say, yeah, I gotta have my beef. Yeah, that beef is killing you. There is no protein. The protein is designed to deteriorate your body. That's the protein you're getting. We here at White Hot Pep are vegans, and we have been since 2014, and we have maintained our weight the same as when we were eating meat. If you're just clicking in, thank you for the special edition of the new program entitled KUUT Health Corner. Understand, although this epidemic which has occurred, the scripture tells us, and I want to reiterate, if you obey the Holy Scriptures, and it includes eating healthy, no plague come near your tent, despite of this coronavirus. It's not a virus, it's a plague, people. As Father Yehoiada tells us in Tehillim chapter 91, and it's been many years since we've even had a cold, let alone any other type of sickness. You see, we mentioned in the beginning of this teaching about the green leaves are for healing of the body. If you eat herbs weekly or daily in place of drugs, you will see that your body will produce the results of healing in your body. I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that you can be cured from diabetes. Stop consuming animal products. You need to eat something sweet. Eat you some dates. Eat you some cantaloupe. Becoming a vegan, there are all types of sweet things out there in this natural sweetness. Et la chenote, I may, and I just said, it's time to change, people. If you want to make it to 120 years old, as we are promised, then it's time to change. It's time to make the change. You want change? Be the change, and people that see you will want to also make that change, and you would encourage them. Now is the time. This broadcast will repeat itself in its entirety.
Tune in next time for the continuation of From the Hebrew Translation Series. We pray that your spirits were edified, encouraged, and inspired by the teachings in which you heard today. We want to leave these words of encouragement with you. Change the way you think, it'll change the way you speak.
The decisions you make determines your destination.
No longer again say I'm trying, because when you try, you are repeating the process. It's like a ring that is round. You're going around in circles and you're always in right back where you started from. You see, Yeshua spoke and it was done. Father Yehoiada spoke and it was done. He said, speak to the mountain. There is nowhere in the scriptures where Father Yehoiada or Yeshua tried to do anything. When they spoke, it was done. So the challenge that you may come up against, the opposition, you can overcome it. Just do it. Speak to that mountain. Tell that mountain to be thou removed, to be thou cast into the sea. And do not doubt in your heart, but believe those things that you say you shall have. It will come to pass. The minute you pray for it, right then and there, it is done. When opposition occurs in your life, take the opposition and turn it into an opportunity. And in closing, as we wind it down, Ame et Lachinot. That's Hebrew translation. People, it is time to change. Will you make that change? So till the next time, Father Yehoah Eyeh and his son, our Savior, Yeshua. And we here at YHUPFAP love you.
KUUT, telling it like it is.